Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Boney, I checked with some Heels fans that I know during the break. We are allowed to talk about college football. We're allowed to take that seriously. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure the Heels fans are okay, because apparently baseball, when their rivals in the College World Series, all of a sudden doesn't matter. So I just wanted to make sure. But we're good to go. We got the all clear. And we're going to do it with a man who was a deacon his college days, now does a great job working, has been for years, for the ACC Digital Network, covering ACC sports, including the sport he played at Wake Forest. And we got to talk some ACC football and preview some of these teams, preview the season. And that is Wes Bryant, who joins us here on the Mac Attack. Wes, what's good, man? How you doing?
What's going on, guys? I have returned.
I love it, man. I know when we start bothering you and texting you to come on that it's football time, baby. And we got a couple of months, but I know you're ready. I will start with the Tar Heels. Let's do this, Bo. Let's try to make the Tar Heel fans happy, since
what
they're
are we
so
doing
upset
that for?
Over the college. They're so upset over the State College World Series. What do you think, Wes, about the Heels team? Like, are they definitely the favorite to win their division? And are they a threat to Clemson or no?
I definitely wouldn't put them as the clear-cut favorite to win the Coastal, because the Miami Hurricanes are sitting there. De'Aaron King is back, and they will have plenty of talent to boot as well. But, again, with Carolina, you just want to see how they respond to expectations. We saw last year they dropped a few games that they shouldn't have, but still ended up in a great bowl game, ended the season on a high note, but missing a lot of guys on that offense. We know what they lost, but it's all about what coming back, and are they ready to step up on that stage? You're talking Khafre Brown. Is he ready to replace his brother Deami? Bo Corrales, is he ready to be even more of a threat? And the big thing is in that backfield, where you lost that two-headed monster with Michael Carter and the crew, and Javonte Williams. Can they replace those two guys? Because, hey, Sam Howell, as excellent as he is, he did have a great luxury last year with arguably the best running game in the country. Two great running backs. And defensively, we know the Tar Heels struggled, and they lost guys on that side. But Jeremiah Gemmel is going to be one of the star players in the conference. Can he get that defense? Tamari Fox. So Carolina has a lot to prove. They have a lot of holes to fill. The one sure thing they have coming back is Sam Howell, who we expect to be one of the nation's top quarterbacks. But I wouldn't say they're the clear-cut favorite, because, as I said, Miami is going to be a factor in that division as well.
We're talking to Wes Bryant of the ACC Digital Network at WesScottRange on Twitter. Also, check out Awful Announcing for a piece on the ACC Digital Network and what they're doing. Some remarkable work that you guys are doing. Check out the piece on awfulannouncing.com. Wes, as far as NC State goes, if it's Clemson, Carolina, Miami, 1, 2, 3, and that seems to be what everybody has, can you make a case that State could end up the fourth best team in this conference?
Well, they certainly can. Last year, going 8-4, they surprised many with what they had, especially with what they had to go through, losing your quarterback during the season, losing Devin Leary to an injury. So they definitely showed a lot of grit, a lot of merit over there. But coming back again, you got, Emeka Emezi, he's back. But they're going to have a two-headed monster of their own with Zonovan Knight and Ricky Person in the backfield. So this is a football team that's not lacking talent, and a lot of people are sleeping on this crew because I guess they haven't had some of the bigger names that they've had in the past, and defensively as well, they have their struggles. But Peyton Wilson will be back with that group. So Dave Dorn, he seems to be able to rally this crew when a lot of people count them out. So NC State, you have to look at them as a factor as well.
Completely underrated, Wes. Their over-under number is like 6.5 in Vegas. Yeah. I mean, that team, I think, is going to have a winning record with all that coming back and Leary coming back. Wes Bryant, ACC Digital Network with us, previewing ACC football. If you're out there and you root for an ACC team, hit us up. If you'd like Wes to talk about him, hit us up there on that Building Center text line. Wes, We had somebody on this week, I forget who it was hyping up Florida State to us. Mm-hmm. One of the analysts we talked to was hyping up Florida State.
Josh Pate, CBS HQ.
That's who it was. Yeah, it was yesterday. Josh Pate was telling us he thinks the Noles have a chance to be maybe the third or fourth best team in the ACC because he thinks Mackenzie Milton is the real deal, the UCF transfer at quarterback. Is he getting a little ahead of things there? Are they good enough? Like, I know he's a great addition, but are they good enough in the elsewhere on the team to make that big of a jump?
Yeah, definitely. I disagree with him wholeheartedly. Just for the state, I just don't see it with these guys. When you look at the skill talent, I mean, you know, it's just – and I was a huge Florida State fan in the 90s. I say that all the time, and you always thought about those dynamic skill players and defensively just striking fear in you because you knew your quarterback might not last the game. I just don't see any of that with that football team. Now, Mackenzie Milton did look good in FSU's spring game. He was running the football. He was throwing the football everywhere with accuracy, so he looks like he's back from that injury. But he also has to beat out Jordan Travis, which I think shouldn't be much of a problem. But still, Jordan Travis is still a big playmaker for them as well. But, yeah, with Florida State, I just don't see the skill, talent, an established guy there. They're going to have to show me. They're hyping up Malik McClain, a freshman coming in there. They're saying he could be one of the top guys to come into Florida State in some time. But as far as just, you know, you look at the guys, Keyshawn Hilton, Lawrence Toa Philly, let me know if I name somebody that strikes fear in you when I'm saying this.
I'm not scared.
You know what I'm saying? Let me know. So, yeah, what I want to say right now, they're going to have to show me, but I just don't see it. And then when you talk about some of the intangibles with that program, the problems that they've had with the head coach and some of the lack of transparency they've had with different issues, and I just don't see it with this program right now. I just think they're a program that just has to just kind of get out of its own way. And like I said, Norvell, a lot of people have kind of questioned the leadership there. And we've seen in the media some of the problems that they've had in communication with the players about some pretty important issues. So for Florida State right now, I still think they're on that climb up, and I just don't see them being a real factor this season.
We're talking to Wes Bryant of the ACC Digital Network here on the Mac Attack. Wes, Wake Forest had become fairly consistent over the last handful of years under Dave Clawson. Last year, not as much in a shorter season, 4-5. What kind of year do you expect from the Deacs this year?
Well, I think if there's ever a chance for them to really make some noise in the Atlantic, it's this year because they have pretty much everybody back. Sam Hartman, that's the key thing. Is he going to emerge and really have one of those seasons? You got Christian Bill Smith back. And then, like I said, a kid to watch out for, Taylor Morton. And a guy that does not get talked about is Jakari Robinson. This guy was rated the number two receiver last year. Mac, I know you love pro football folks and those guys. He's the number two rated receiver behind Devontae Smith. And nobody knows this guy's name. All he does is catch everything and make touchdowns and get open. So this is a guy that everybody needs to be on the lookout for, Jakari Robinson, Donovan Green. So Wake has a lot of great skill talent up front. They have to replace a few guys. And defensively, yeah, you lose a Boogie Basham and, some of those guys, but especially a Boogie Basham. I tell people all the time, the difference between Wake and Clemson and some of the biggest schools, amongst other things, is that, you know, a guy like Boogie Basham, that's a second-round selection, we have one of those. But Clemson has like eight of those. So and guys that are even better. So you have to replace those type of guys. That's going to be huge, not easy for the Deacs. But offensively, tons of talent back. Defensively, tons of talent. So this is a team that with the continuity that they have in the coaching staff as well as many, as the players that they have returning, they have no excuse but to make noise this year. So I'm expecting a pretty good season out of Wake. We'll see.
Mac, they have 10 starters back on offense, Wake Forest. They averaged 36 a game last year, 19th in the country, 10 guys back on offense.
Wes is right. People don't know how explosive that passing game was downfield and how explosive that offense is. I think Kloss is going to have them good again. I totally believe that. By the way, Wes, before we let you go, you are lucky enough to be brought in on something that we are doing today. And happy Father's Day to you, Wes, by the way. I know you're a dad like I am. We are doing I'm doing a top five dad jokes countdown.
We're doing it now?
Yeah, we're doing it for Wes. Oh, we're doing it for Wes, Bone. This is my number four.
He didn't need to be part of this. Wes, you can leave.
I'm counting down my top My top five dad jokes. I'm sharing these with the dads that want to annoy their kids with dad jokes this weekend. So, Wes, I want to see what you think of this. Bone and Flounder are haters on my dad jokes. They sound like my kids hating on these dad jokes, all right? So I want to try my material out.
Okay.
I can't find my material right now, Bone. Where's
you
my material?
Lost the joke.
My son's in here listening to my damn dad jokes.
This is
right
only
now.
Number four, right?
Max crumbling under the pressure here.
This is number four.
This is lasting longer than Sam Hartman's career, Wes.
All right, here it is right here. Here's something I did with my daughter. I don't think I did this to my son, who's listening to my dad joke right now. My daughter said to me once, "Dad, can you pick me up tomorrow at such and such?" And I said, "I don't know. Let me see. Let me try right now." And I went over and picked her up. Is that a good dad joke?
Well, that translated well.
That was worse than the first one.
Hey, we're still live, right? There's people listening to this, right? There's people out there that are trying to enjoy a radio show. Why are you trying to ruin it?
Wes, is that not a money dad joke to get a laugh out of the kids or get a groan out of the kids?
Yeah, man, actually, my son, he's pretty adept, though. He loves to tell me those type of jokes, so I got one.
Oh.
You got the term.
Oh, yeah, what you got? What you got?
Yeah. Where does lettuce go to get a drink?
Where does lettuce go to get a drink?
Yeah.
Okay, where?
The salad bar.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Wes.
Not
but
bad.
That one is an honorable
not
mention.
Bad. That's
oh,
not bad.
Oh,
actually,
so
Wes should have the next three in this list.
Hey, but I got to give credit to my son, Bryce. He told me that one. He's pretty
there
good.
You go. I love it. When the kids get into the dad jokes, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Wes, thanks for coming on. Have a good Father's Day on Sunday, man.
I appreciate it. Check us out, ACC Digital Network, on all the platforms you can think of.